Now we come to the third of those emails I mentioned at the beginning of the programme, and this one comes from Peter, and Peter lives in the UK, and he said a couple of weeks ago on the programme you played a track by some, I can't remember Joe his first name, but I know his second name was O'Shea, and it was about, you said it wasn't an Irish song as far as you were aware. Now, Peter, I've done a bit of detective work, and I didn't go anywhere near Google. Peter, it's Sean O'Shea, the man's name, and the lovely version of the song, Will You Go, Lassie, Go. And by the way, Peter, I'm looking for that other track you asked me for. Please, God, we'll have it on next week's programme. In the meantime, Sean O'Shea and Will You Go, Lassie, Go.
And the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain time throws around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all
one great track. Will You Go, Lassie, Go from Sean O'Shea. And thanks, Peter. As I say, looking for the other track. I just must also look up Sean O'Shea's version of On Puck Erbwylla. Remember, we played the Chieftain's version of it a couple of weeks ago about the mad goat. But there, beautifully sung, Will You Go, Lassie, Go. Recently, I was sent an album by the High Kings, by a friend of mine who knows I'm a big fan of that group. multi-talented group they are, lads who sing ballads and sing some very good songs to boot. Here's a song that was on the album that appealed to me. I sort of half recognised it. In this case, it's called A Keg of Brandy. It sounds very similar to the song Peggy Gordon, the lyrics, and also they've called it The Keg of Brandy, but I think I've heard it called Lovely Molly from County Clare. Take a listen to The High Kings and The Keg of Brandy, but you do have to listen to the lyrics, like all the tracks on Sounds Irish.
I'm always drunk and I'm seldom sober. I'm constant roving from town to town. Ah, but I'm old now, my sporting's over. So Molly Estor, won't you lay me down? Just lay my head on a keg of brandy. It is my fancy, I do declare. For while I'm drinking, I'm always thinking of lovely Molly from County Clare. For the ripest apple is the soonest rotten, and the warmest love is the soonest cold, and a young man's fancies are soon forgotten. So beware, young maids, and don't make so bold. Just lay my head on a keg of brandy. It is my fancy, I do declare. For while I'm drinking, I'm always thinking of lovely Molly from the County Clare. It's youth and folly make young men marry, and makes them tarry along the day. What can't be cured, love, must be endured, love. So farewell, darling, I'm going away. Just lay my head on a keg of brandy. It is my fancy, I do declare. For while I'm drinking, I'm always thinking of lovely Molly from the County Clare. Just lay my head, a keg of brandy. It is my fancy, I do declare. For while I'm drinking, I'm always thinking of lovely Molly from the County Clare.
the High Kings, and as they call it, a keg of brandy. Over the last couple of weeks on Sounds Irish, I've been playing you tracks from a Sonny Knowles album that I got recently. Now, Sonny was an icon in the cabaret scene for many years here in Ireland. Very talented musician, played clarinet and saxophone, and sang remarkably well. And it was his singing, really, that Sonny was noted for. As I said earlier about Joe Dolan, when Sonny appeared in venues, well, they queued for hours before the show started. Here's Sonny singing a wonderful song entitled "Look Around and You'll Find Me There."
I know that somewhere there's someone who loves you, someone meant for you only. Look around and you'll find me there. As long as always there's someone who loves you, someone meant for you only. Look around and you'll find me there. Let me know you, let me show you just how much I care. Here inside me there's enough love for us both to share. Someday you'll look for that someone who loves. Until then, I'll be lonely. Look around and you'll find me there. Let me know you, let me show you just how much I care. Here inside me, there's enough love for us both to share. Someone who needs you. Until then, I'll be lonely. Look around and you'll find me there. Look around and you'll find me there. Look around and you'll find me there.
Sonny Knowles, and Look Around and You'll Find Me There. Now, for a little bit of fun from Planxty, this is a reel entitled The Jolly Beggar.
A jolly beggar man came tripping o'er the plain. He came unto a farmer's door, a lodging for to gain. The farmer's daughter, she came down and viewed him cheek and chin. She says, "He is a handsome man, I pray you take him in. We'll go no more a roving in the night. We'll go no more a roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a roving." He would not lie within the barn, nor yet within the byre, but he would in the corner lie down by the kitchen fire. Oh, then the beggar's bed was made of good clean sheets and hay, and down beside the kitchen fire the jolly beggar lay. We'll go no more a roving in the night. We'll go no more a roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a roving. rolled in. The farmer's daughter, she got up to bolt the kitchen door, and there she saw the beggar standing naked on the floor. He took the daughter in his arms, and to the bed he ran. "Kind sir," she says, "be easy now, you'll waken our good man. We'll go no more a-roving, a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving." "You are no beggar, you are some gentleman, for you have stole my maiden hen, and I am quite undone. I am the lord, I am the squire, of beggars I be one, and beggars they be robbers all, so you are quite undone. We'll go no more a-roving, a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving." She took the bed in both her hands and threw it at the wall. Says, "Go you with the beggar man, my maiden head and all. We'll go no more a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving." Thank you.
Sir James Galway, one of the world's and Irish leading flautists, and his big hit, Annie's Song, which of course was written by John Denver. And here's another of those songs, well, national, international folk songs, because I don't think this song is an Irish song. It's called The Water Is Wide, and it's sung for us by Fair Isle Folk, but I like it.
The water is deep, I can't swim o'er, and neither have I wings to fly. Build me a boat that will carry to, a boat shall row my love. There is a ship, and she sails the sea. She sails so deep as deep can be, but not so deep as the love I'm in. I know not how I'll sink or swim. I lean my back against the nose, thinking it was the strongest tree, but first it bent and then it broke. And that's the way love treated me. Love is handsome and love is kind, gay as a jewel when first it's new. But as love grows old, then twice as cold, and fades away like morning dew. The water is deep, I can't swim o'er, and neither have I wings to fly. Build me a boat that will carry to, a boat shall row my love.
Now, the last time I played a version of this next track, it was by the Bards. But I want you to listen to the Jolly Beggarman telling us the story of Lanigan's Ball. Jeremy Lanigan, his father died and left him a 10 acres of ground, and he was wealthy, right? So he decided to have a ball and call all his neighbours. Take a listen to the Jolly Beggarman. This is a track longer than we usually have, but it tells a good story.
In the town of a time when Jeremy Lanigan battered away till he hadn't a pound, his father he died and made him a man again, left him a farm and 10 acres of ground. He gave a grand party to friends and relations who wouldn't forget him when come to the wall. And if you'll but listen, I'll make your eyes glisten with a rose in ructions with Lanigan's ball. 6 long months they spent in Dublin, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months they spent in Dublin learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. Well, I stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out. I stepped in again, I stepped out, and I stepped in again, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. Myself, to be sure, got free invitations for all the nice girls and boys I might ask. And just in a minute, both friends and relations were dancing as merry as bees round the cast. There was lashings of punch and wine for the ladies, potatoes and cakes, there was bacon and tea. There were the Nolans, the Dolans, O'Grady's, courting the girdles and dancing away. They were doing all kinds of nonsensical polkas all around the room in a weirdly gig. But Julia and I soon banished their nonsense and tipped them a twist of a rail Irish jig. Oh, how that girdle, she got mad at me and danced till you think that the sailings would fall. So I spent 3 weeks at Brooks Academy learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. 6 long months I spent in Dublin, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months I spent in Dublin learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. Well, I stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out, and I stepped in again, I stepped out. I stepped in again, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. The boys were as merry, the girdles all hearty, dancing away in couples and groups, till an accident happened. Young Terence McCarty, he put his right leg through Miss Finnerty's hoops. The creature, she fainted and cried, Melia Mortar called for her brothers, got gathered them all. Camerdy swore that he'd go no further, he'd have satisfaction at Lanigan's ball. In the midst of the row, Miss Kerrigan fainted, her cheeks at the same time as red as a rose. Some of the boys decreed she was painted, she took a small drop too much, I suppose. Her sweetheart Ned Morgan, so powerful and able, when he saw his fair colleague stretched out by the wall, he tore the left leg from under the table and smashed all the dishes at Lanigan's ball. 6 long months I spent in Dublin, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months I spent in Dublin learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. Well, I stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out. I stepped in again, I stepped out, and I stepped in again, learned to dance for Lanigan's ball. Boys, oh boys, 'tis then there was ructions, myself got a kick from Big Fail and the crew. But soon I replied to his kind introductions and kicked up a terrible hullabaloo. Old Casey the piper was near being strangled, he squeezed up his pipes, bellows, chanters and all. The girls in their ribbons, they all got entangled, and that put an end to Lanigan's ball. 6 long months they spent in Dublin, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months they spent in Dublin learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. Well, I stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out, and I stepped in again, I stepped out. I stepped in again, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball.
Well, if you recall, we started with a lively track from the Kilfenora Cayley Band, and we finished there with another lively track from the Jolly Beggarmen, telling us all the ructions and rows at Lanigan's Ball. Well, friends, that's Sounds Irish for this week. I sincerely hope you've enjoyed it. It has been a mixed one. And, well, I've enjoyed every track. Don't forget the email address, everton274@sky.com, and put the word Sounds Irish in the subject line. Friends, this is Joe Bollard saying, may good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're all together again, no matter what part of the world you're listening to me in, stay safe. Until next week, take care. God bless. Sláinte. Bye.